This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is hot. Not hot, what I'm talking about, cold. They said it was going to be cold, and it continues to be cold this morning and today and tomorrow. Mike Strain joins us now, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, I think I lost my mind there for a second. I don't know what's going on.
I think the cold got to you.
It might
have.
You know,
we used to talk about frost on a pumpkin, the blizzard on the bayou. Now we got ice again. It's cold, but we're lucky it's not raining, so that is good. But it's down here on the North Shore, North Louisiana. It's down where, you know, people, pets, plants, and pipes is where we're at. It's 27 degrees here on the North Shore.
So does this spite of cold weather, is this another round of cold weather, does that affect anything crop-wise, Mike?
Well, it does. You know, last week we had a number of flowers that were blooming. You know, ornamentals were blooming. You know, we had, of course, strawberries trying to come back from the first freeze. And so what it does, this little cold snap will knock those blossoms off, and we'll lose a couple of weeks on a number of different flowering plants, you know, mainly fruits and vegetables, because, look, we had pollen on the windshield last week, mm-hmm. So some of the plants are confused. Our larger crops are not in the ground yet. We normally, you know, start at towards the end of this month, but actually by the 1st of March, we got to be in the ground. We got to have consistent soil temperatures over 45 degrees. And have it dry enough to get in. So once the conditions are right, it's going to be a race to get, you know, the corn and the cotton in the ground and later the beans in the ground. And so we're going to be very, very, very busy. Crawfish, they're taking a little siesta. They're down in their burrows. They'll not be catching many this week. But next week, they'll be back. We've already seen, you know, crawfish at, you know, around $4 a pound. Really nice crawfish, too. And so we do expect that once this cold snap's over, and I listened to what you said this morning, it's going to be the last one, right?
I hope.
Yeah. I hope so. We don't need a Mardi Gras cold snap. And I visited with Jay Grimes, the state climatologist, earlier this week. You know, and he's very hopeful, too.
Well, he controls the weather. Tell him.
Yeah, that's what I did. I told him. It's all on you.
Yeah.
He said, no, no, no. I just reported. He said, I don't think so. I think back in your office, you got the computer and you make all this work. But we're going to get through this. We're very lucky. We don't have heavy precipitation. It's cold weather. It's just a cold snap. So, but again, everybody needs to be careful. Be careful with their space heaters, you know, and then once it thaws out, you know, check everything in case you have, you know, any leaks. If you like me, I always forget to drip one pipe somewhere, you know, so that's what we'll be dealing with.
Mike, I wanted to talk to you about the layoffs that happened at the U.S. Department of Agriculture Research Center, New Orleans. I don't want to talk about the politics of this. All I want to know is about the USDA Southern Regional Research Center. Edge of City Park, I know somebody whose mom worked there for years and years and years and years and years, and I still don't know what they do. Tell me about that USDA Southern Regional Research Center. What do they do there? And
that,
go ahead.
That is one, and that is a how you say, a very, very highly classified facility. I know it takes a lot of security to get in the building.
So that's why I didn't know after all those years what she did.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
They do a lot. They do a lot of work there. They do a lot of development of different materials. You know, that's where they've worked with cotton to create a lot of different products. And it is a lot of very high level research. And it's really, nobody talks about it. And it's a pretty good sized facility. It's been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have maintained it. We have some offices in there, but it's a high security level. And it's not only the layoffs there. There were layoffs across the board. A number of researchers, most of those that had not become tenured, in other words, they had still not gotten that probationary period. It happened also with some of our sugarcane researchers. We lost a lot of our feral swine trappers because they're on 13-month contracts, and a number of other individuals. And it was blanket across the board. It wasn't aimed at any group in particular, but to cut back $300-plus billion dollars, and if you're looking at there in the Department of Agriculture, I will be meeting with Secretary Rollins next week, mm-hmm. probably Monday or Tuesday. We're all headed to Washington. All of the ag commissioners will be meeting with her, as well as the new head of the Zeldin, head of the EPA, and then maybe Kennedy, head of, with the FDA. We will see whether we'll meet with him. We'll be meeting with our congressional delegation, and then I'll also be meeting with members of the State Department. So we're headed to Washington on Monday, and try to drill down and get some better answers.
I'm all for eliminating government waste, but I don't think you can take the what's the old 101st Airborne approach, kill them all and let God sort them. I don't know that you want to go at it with a flamethrower.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bro, do you?
Well, that's what they're doing. If you look at the federal rules, federal quote, civil service type rules, trying to immediately cut budgets. And I think that is the approach, and doing it very, very quickly rather than selectively over time. What thing happens, say, if you go into a state agency with civil service, you can't just lay certain individuals off. You have to either eliminate all the job positions all at once, and you have to do it by tiers. It's very hard to reduce the size of government. It sounds like it's easy, mm-hmm. but it's not when you don't have the ability to eliminate positions. And so it's going to be a challenge, and they're going to have to reprioritize everything that's being done, look at everything, say, all right, this is necessary, this is not. I know a number of people have been rehired. The USDA personnel that were laid off, that were involved in dealing with high path avian influenza, they've been hired back. And we will see. So there may, I think we're going to see some selective rehiring. But right now, there's some controversy, some issues, and a certain degree of uncertainty.
Yeah, I just, again, I always tell people when they're looking for a career, and they're asking, what should I do? How do I do it? I say it's hard enough to hit a target when you're aiming at it. If you're just scatter shooting, Lord only knows what's going to happen. And I'm afraid that might be what's going on here. But we'll talk more when we come back. Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, the good news, you're talking about crawfish at this point in the season, $4 a pound. That's a heck of a lot better than last year, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. And they're nice, too.
Yeah.
They're really nice. And we had some crabs from the White Shrimp Boot Warriors down there in Chalmette. I've never seen crabs that fat. Well, I've never seen them.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because, man, I always look for those. I don't really call them the number ones or not, and they're hard to find. 652.
Oh, they're number ones.
Are they?
These
okay.
are extra fat number ones.
All right, 8 till 8, 8 till 7 now, traffic WWL. 6:57 a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, tell me about these crabs. What about these number ones, big crabs?
Oh, they were really nice. And, you know, they're catching some really nice crabs right now, and they are nicer and fatter than I've ever seen. So we went down to a company, White Boot Warriors, there in St. Bernard, you know, down in Chalmette, right down from the refineries on St. Bernard Highway. And they're really fishing everywhere. So right now they're coming from a lot of different areas, but they're really nice. And, you know, we need to get back to eating those Louisiana crabs when we make our gumbo. This is gumbo weather. And when my grandmother made gumbo, there was always crabs in it. We had shrimp in it. You know, but so however you make your gumbo, put a few oysters in there. But they're really, really, really nice. And now it's time to get in. I saw some beautiful number ones and number twos, but they were fat and how you say fat and sassy and looking mm-hmm. for a pot.
So did these number ones, are most of those sent to Baltimore? Do I remember reading that somewhere or not? Or am I making that up?
No. So what they do, we have the fresh market here over the weekend, and by Monday or Tuesday, they're sent up the East Coast. So they go to Maryland and Baltimore, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and that's what they're consumed there. You know, just about anywhere you go on the East Coast and you eat crabs, guess what? They are our crabs from Lake Pontchartrain,
that's
from
right.
our bayous and bays. And, yes, and we have the best-tasting crabs in the whole wide world. And so when you eat them on the East Coast, guess what? They are Lake Pontchartrain crabs.
Can you get the number ones here?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can shop at one of your markets or just, you know, check out. And, again, it's White Boot Warriors. Go on Facebook. You could buy them there, you know, at their dock. You can buy them there, and they'll sell them to you and bring them home and cook them. A lot of people are doing that now. Go on the Internet. Go on Facebook and check them out, White Boot Warriors, and get you, you know, a hamper.
Thank you, Mike.